SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The Prime Minister of violence-racked Haiti is stepping down. Ariel Henry says he'll resign once a transitional presidential council is in place. The BBC's Will Grant says Haiti is being overwhelmed by gang violence that has been likened to a civil war.
Without the support of either the U.S. State Department or his neighbors, it was clear that Mr. Henry had no alternative but to stand down. His decision was confirmed by the president of Guyana, and he reportedly spoke by telephone with the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, too.
Secretary Blinken says the U.S. is sending tens of millions of dollars more in aid to Haiti.
The United States Department of Defense is doubling its approved support for the mission from $100 million to $200 million. And that brings the total U.S. support to $300 million for this effort. I'm also announcing additional humanitarian assistance for the people of Haiti, $33 million to further support their health and food security.
Blinken spoke at a meeting of Caribbean leaders in Jamaica. Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden taking the wraps off a $7.3 trillion election year budget for fiscal 2025. Referring to that proposal as fantasy, the Wall Street Journal opines, it proposes defense spending as if the world is at peace, entitlement spending that isn't sustainable, and tax increases that would hurt the economy if they passed, which they won't. Joe Biden and Donald Trump hoping to clinch their party's presidential nominations today with victories in a slate of state primaries. There are contests today in Georgia, Washington State, Mississippi, and Hawaii. Yemen's Houthi rebels have targeted a Liberian-flagged container ship in the Red Sea with missiles, triggering an explosion near the vessel but causing no damage. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow features down 17 points. This is SRN News. Several GOP-controlled states are taking steps to clarify their abortion bans.
In South Dakota, lawmakers want to create a video in which medical experts and the state's attorneys would explain to doctors and patients when abortions can be legally performed. The measure was passed last month and is now awaiting the signature of Republican Governor Kristi Noem. Oklahoma and Kentucky are also taking steps to clarify their abortion bans, though in both states, the attorneys general, not physicians, are the ones dictating the terms. Jeremy House, SRN News.
A court hearing has been set for late July in the fight between Disney and the Florida governor's appointees over control of Walt Disney World's government. Disney claims Ron DeSantis and his appointees took over the district in retaliation for the company opposing Florida's 2022 law that banned classroom lessons on sexual orientation and gender identity in the early grades. This is SRN News. What do you get when you cross rodeo with skiing?
An extreme, quirky, and somewhat goofy winter sport called ski joring. It's a heart-pumping competition in which horses at full gallop tow skiers by rope over jumps and around obstacles as they try to lance suspended hoops with a baton. Every winter, thousands of people converge on Leadville, Colorado to witness one of the most popular races in the country. Riders and skiers say they're drawn to the sport simply by the adrenaline rush, the speed, and the camaraderie. Jason Walker reporting.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg turning up the heat on Boeing. He says the aircraft manufacturer, facing multiple government investigations, needs to make a serious transformation when it comes to safety as well as manufacturing quality. More details at SRNnews.com.